Well, undoubtedly we've got some staff problems on the floor. I've been getting feedback from staff about a whole range of problems. How the staff are getting on with each other, with their supervisors, with management, just goes on, really. Some of our team are from overseas, here on visas. These guys are great, they're very hard workers. I think it's led to some racist trouble in the place. I've heard complaints from the overseas workers that they've been the subject of racist taunts and comments. And then others on the floor tell me that the overseas workers are not very friendly and they don't mix well. I don't know what we're going to do about this. And then the women. Well, we've also had some problems there. Some of the women working on the packaging lines complain about sexist remarks and attitudes. I guess the culture on the packaging line is a bit blokey and things can get a bit rough and ready at times. We've only ever had a couple of women working in the area and some have coped and others, well, have decided to move on. Do I think that they've moved on because of perception of sexism? Not necessarily, no. I just don't think that the work suits every kind of woman. It's hard work. Most of the jobs have got to be full-time. Often we've lost some great female workers because they can't always juggle their kids with their work. We do have some casual workers on the line. We try to use them for peaks in production. And the work we can offer isn't always steady enough for them. Look, you read all this stuff about family-friendly policies that might allow for more flexibility for workers with family responsibilities, but I don't want to go down that track, you know, because most of the workers on the line are blokes and they probably resent special arrangements just for one segment of workers. You've got to keep the whole team happy. Across the production side of our business, you know, the abattoir and the storerooms and distribution and so on, we have permanent staff in all the senior positions, casual staff working on the production and packing lines and in the storeroom. Some are locals who have worked here for years. But when it was Uncle Barry's beef, and then the overseas workers are here on 457 visas, it's been hard filling the casual positions. Sometimes we employ backpackers too, all depending on the season and the demand. Steve, our production supervisor, Ron, our store supervisor, they're responsible for allocating the overtime, though it usually goes to the local blokes. They've got families, you know.